Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4047. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. To our men's room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Quick clack.
Drink and drum.
All right, here we go. Unite Flight crew wonders, hey, who pooped on that seat? Meanwhile, officers respond to a burglar with a bushy tail and four furry feet. Drunk Florida man goes to the airport and walks around in his birthday suit. A man finds a wedding ring, tries to return it to its rightful owner, who does not give a hoot. And a man whose wallet was returned after 40 years exclaims, I'm going to Blockbuster. But it's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a lot of people have called out from work sick. And we know there's maybe a 50-50 chance that that person is actually sick. But even if they're lying, no one really cares. You see, the key is that you say you're sick. Keep it simple. If you elaborate, well, the more likely you get busted. Case in point, a British Airways flight crew. They partied in Brazil and determined the next morning they were just too hungover to work. So they lied and said they'd been robbed. Well, now they're facing charges by Brazilian authorities for making a false report. Not to be outdone, a woman in Texas faked her own kidnapping to get out of work. But a woman in Utah, she wins the grand prize. She was already at work, but wanted to leave early. So she called in a bomb threat. Yeah, it didn't work. But then there are those coworkers who you wish actually would not come into work. Yeah, hope they call that sick. There's a guy in Minneapolis, he was fired after urinating in a coworker's water bottle. There's also the janitor in Massachusetts who attempted to poison two of her coworkers. She wasn't trying to kill them. She just wanted to make them sick so they'd both have to go home because she didn't enjoy working with them. Now, messed up as these situations are, sometimes the only thing that makes your job interesting is something a little scandalous, right? As long as it doesn't involve you, it's usually pretty entertaining. In BuzzFeed, they recently asked its readers to share their scandalous work stories, and there's some doozies in there, but my favorite involves a woman who brought her daughter to work. The next day, a coworker said, "Hey man, you can't bring your kid to work anymore. I'm not allowed to be around children."
Oh!
Yeah, the things you don't know about your coworker.
Okay.
So today...
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Let that sink in.
Oh, man.
They had to walk up to you to say, "Hey, you can't bring your kid here because I legally can't be around children." So today we're talking about those all sucky moments that happen at work. It could be theft. It could be sex. It could be poisonings, fights, inexplicable critter visits. You name it. If it's weird and it happened at work, we want to hear about it today as an answer to our question. What is the craziest or most scandalous thing that's happened at your workplace?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the chills, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4047. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing bad things in the news.
Oh, yeah.
You bring us three of those stories a week. It's up to us to determine out of the three which one sucks the least. How brutal is this week's Who Sucks Less?
I would not say it's brutal, but you have people that it's shocking what makes them angry enough to attack you. I've never heard this one before. We'll share that one. A coworker, actually fit in with today's question of the day, clearly does not like her other coworkers. And finally, a company that went through great lengths to get people to quit.
Oh, okay.
It's mind-blowing. All mind-blowing. Right.
Who Sucks Less is coming up, and obviously, as we encourage you to download that Odyssey app and check out the Men's Room and all of our podcasts, do yourself a favor if you like to listen to us when you head on the road or if you happen to miss a show. Subscribe to our daily podcast. It'll download it into your app automatically, and you can catch up with everything. And, of course, if you want to check out any of our weekly podcasts, they are all on there as well, including our weekly Best Of podcast, about 45 minutes of the best that we possibly can do every week. Also, the Greatest Story Never Told podcast, The Podcast, Megacast, all in one place. That is on the Odyssey app. So download the Odyssey app, then search for the Men's Room, and you'll find all things on one place. And today on our question, we've all worked at different locations in our life. We've all had different things that went down in the office. Some of them, in my instance, I knew were going on at the time. Others, I did not find out till after the fact.
Sure.
A lot of companies do a pretty good job of keeping you out of the loop, and then you learn why someone doesn't work there anymore, maybe at a later date, and kind of find out what went down. Or maybe you were a part of something that was just completely ridiculous
right.
at work. And it runs the gamut from all kinds of things, from things the coworkers end up doing together or situations that occur with customers in, you know, work environments. Whether
yep.
that is if you were ever a bartender and something crazy went down, or you were a waitress and, you know, spilled crap all over somebody or whatever the deal is, man. It was just one of those things where you're like, oh, my God. I cannot believe this has happened, you know, at my place of work. And we're going to talk about some of those things today and some of the most scandalous things, too.
Scandalous.
We'll start with this one. Upset that the woman had turned down his romantic advances, a Minneapolis man urinated in his coworker's water bottle.
I can't believe she turned him down.
Conrado Cruz Perez, 47, charged with two counts of adultering a substance with bodily fluids.
Adultering?
Adulterating.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
It's weird when you get charged with something. You're like, Your Honor, I don't know what this even means.
The first count is a gross misdemeanor. The second is a misdemeanor. They responded to Perkins
that
restaurant.
Misdemeanor nasty. It's gross.
Yeah. And this is going down at a Perkins of all places.
Oh, man.
Perkins is pretty good late night food, real good breakfast. I believe a lot of them are open 24 hours and across.
When's the last time you went to Perkins? When I was a kid, man, if my parents said, "Do you want to go to Perkins?" Typically, it was a Sunday, non-football season. My brother and I would lose our minds. Like, it was
Perkins
the most
great.
Exciting thing. And looking back, I don't know why, but we were super excited to go to Perkins.
They're always open. They always have breakfast. They cater to children as far as, you know, chocolate chip pancakes.
And the whipped cream on top. Smiley face.
They don't skimp on anything. You want a good hamburger, you get a hamburger. They have spaghetti. They have chicken strips.
If you want a burger, I don't know if you want a good hamburger, but if you're in the mood for a burger and you're there, you can get one.
You would be shocked how good the burgers are in those kind of places.
They don't appear to be around here.
No, they're in the Southeast mostly and the East Coast.
By the way, I just looked it up. Adulterate is to render something poorer in quality by adding another substance.
Oh,
so he adulterated her water with pee.
So
Miles is right. They're usually in smaller towns. Like there is none in like the D.C. area where I grew up. So in Washington, there's one in Ellensburg, one in Spokane.
Okay, all right.
There's build your own breakfast there.
Yeah.
What's the one around here everybody goes to? Sherry's
is a big one. You can't go wrong with that.
But I mean, also where we grew up, there was just diners or like Bob's Big Boy.
Did we stop at Perkins after? Oh man, I don't. What, was it the tool
show?
We
did not. No, we did not.
No, no.
We stopped at the local.
You weren't there.
Oh. No, it was the tool show. And we stayed at Cave B. I mean, we were in bad shape the next day. So I remember we stopped at a diner.
Oh, we went
and
right,
we kind of like fell asleep in the waiting room.
We went up to Moses Lake.
Was it Perkins?
It was either a Sherry's or I think it was probably a Sherry's. Okay. I think we drove.
It was a chain diner. Yeah. I remember that.
I always stop at that the family place. It's right on 90 there. In Ellensburg. It's like right when you get off 90. It just sits right there. Went in there with Castle a couple times. So they go to the Perkins restaurant. After a 42-year-old employee at the restaurant reported that she was being harassed by a baker. She told investigators that she noticed several occasions over the past few months when the water bottle she uses at work just doesn't taste right. She actually said it tasted like urine.
She actually said it tastes like pee.
She did. The incident started after the woman told Cruz Perez, her coworker, that she only wanted to be friends after he expressed a romantic interest in her. He initially denied tampering with a woman's water bottle when deputies first interviewed him about the allegations, but later admitted to once urinating in the container after investigators suggested they might do a DNA test in the bottle. Cruz Perez said he had to go to the bathroom when the incident occurred, but that the restaurant was too busy at the time to use the facilities. He added he forgot to throw away the water bottle after relieving himself in it. The woman told investigators that she noticed a taste of urine in the bottle about 10 times over the past several months.
Why did she keep drinking? If I think for a second I'm drinking pee, I'm done. I don't even say, hey guys, taste this. Does this taste like pee?
So they asked the manager at Perkins about Cruz Perez. And he said, oh yeah, that guy, he used to work at the restaurant, but was fired immediately following some allegations among coworkers.
Oh, like how he's trying to put, him? He used to work here, sure.
He doesn't work anymore. That's taking it to a deep end.
Who do you put as a job reference? You're applying for another job. Oh, it says there you used to work at Perkins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why'd you leave there? Things like, can we call your former manager? And now your former manager says, look, honest to God, good employee, hell of a baker, moist cupcakes you'll ever eat in your life. The only thing we'd warn you about is that he may or may not pee in other employees' water bottles. Yep. But other than that one thing, great employee. Yep. Always on time.
And now we go to the other side of the counter where the customer becomes the idiot. They say it's definitely annoying trying to eat a large Subway sub when it hasn't been cut in half, but one Florida man may have taken that annoyance a bit too far. Per an arrest report cited by Fox Business, the Martin County Sheriff's Office responded to a call January 9th at one of its fast food locations in Stewart. In reference to a disturbance. According to the deputy who filed the report, customer Alberto De Barros had become agitated with a female Subway worker after finding out his sandwich was not separated.
She didn't cut it in half?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Words were apparently exchanged, and De Barros began causing a disruptive scene. And the employee then decided she wasn't going to assist him any longer. So De Barros then hopped on his phone. But as he was talking, he was still melting down. He then hurled his sandwich at the worker, hitting her in the mid to lower body section. The deputy said De Barros then left the restaurant, but not before the worker was able to spot his license plate number. So when the deputy tracked him down at his home, he admitted there had been an argument, but he insisted he'd thrown the sandwich at the counter, not at the worker. The report notes the phone call he'd been making at the store was allegedly to the store's manager. What helped clinch De Barros' arrest, however, was once the arresting deputy got to view the surveillance footage from the eatery, the deputy clearly saw De Barros swipe the sandwich off the counter, which subsequently strikes the employee. He was arrested and charged with battery and released on $1,000 bond.
That's about right.
Yes.
I always wonder, right, so Like, I get really mad. I'm the customer. And I pull out my phone, and I say, I'm calling your manager. And I say, well, please don't do that. But like, I need one thing from you. What is their number? I'm just kidding. If I work in a franchise, I'm going to call your manager. Be like, okay, do you have their number? I just don't know. I don't even know where I'd start with that.
Yeah.
Well, I call a corporate Subway. I'm at this location. Can I get the manager's number? Because they're going to tell you no. We're not going to give out their number to you. Well, that's such a BS call. I'm calling your manager. Okay.
And there's enough people that do it that it's very rare that you have to do it. But, like, I had one at a hotel where my mother had booked a room, right? Because I was taking a red eye.
All right.
So I wasn't getting in until, like, 5 in the morning, we'll say. So my mom had booked a room the night before. So when I went to check in, the woman says, you can't check in. We've already released your room. I said, well, I'm staying here
at 5 a.m.
Right, for 2 nights. Like, what do you mean? She goes, well, you didn't check in. I was like, I was on a plane. And she's like, well, we got rid of the room. Or I said, did somebody take it? Well, no, you just... I said, well, I've never heard of this rule. But this was like 4 or 5 years ago where there was a... Basically, I didn't want to be the middle-aged white guy, like, raising my voice or being like, I need to talk to your manager. Because that was like a whole thing. It was like... It just wasn't a good look to say I need to talk to the manager.
But the difference is you're in a situation where legitimately it's like, I'm not going to talk to your manager because I don't like you. I want to talk to your manager because this person is the only person that can legitimately sort this out.
Right. It was a massive deal. And you're right. I had to have her call the corp. I was like, you got to call somebody. You know what I mean? I'm like, at this point, I'm like, my mom's 75. It's 5 a.m. She's not awake. So, I mean... Then she called her other boss, and they were like, well, there's nothing we can do or whatever. So I just, finally, when I was leaving, I said, well, you're just screwing over a 75-year-old lady who just wasted $200 on a room. I guess, I guess I'll just walk to my mom's house 5 miles from here. And then the girl that was coming on shift ran out and was like, we're sorry, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, same thing.
You still didn't get a room, though?
I mean, she ended up getting the room, right.
You did get it.
Because the woman that was starting the day shift was like, she's like, technically, we released the room at 3 a.m. if nobody's checked in. But she's like, this is ridiculous. There's nobody in there. And it's only booked for... And I'm like, it's booked for me the next night.
Yes.
Like, I was supposed to be there for 2 days. But you're right. I couldn't just say, I'm going to call your manager. I had to be like, can you call your manager I could talk to them?
Because legitimately, who knows the manager's number, right? Mm-hmm. When I worked in restaurants, you get the occasional, can I speak to your manager? I'm like, sure. One of my favorites, the person giving us grief was talking to the manager. Did not know they were talking to the manager. Say, can I speak to the manager? And we're waiting for this guy, Jamie, to say, I am the manager. But instead, he goes, hang on. And he walks in the back there for like 5 minutes, opens the door, says, hang on, he'll be right out. Made this person wait about 15 minutes. He came walking back out, and he's like, I am the goddamn manager, blah, blah, blah. Then the guy's mags, he made him wait. He said, look, man, it all got resolved. But I'm like, that was a power move. Like, oh, you want to talk to the manager? Let me get him. Mm-hmm. And basically, he went out back, smoked a cigarette, chilled, scrolled through his phone. Came back out like, yeah, I'm the manager. It's not going to work for you.
Right.
Yeah. Like, good on you, man. Yeah. That was a great move.
That is.
I was working at a small radio station in Hagerstown, Maryland, and it was in an old house, like an actual old house.
Yeah.
So when you walked into the front door basically of a house where the kitchen is still the kitchen. It's still a functioning kitchen in the house. The office for the general manager was right when you walked in, which would have been the living room,
right.
Blah, 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 blah. There was a small desk beside it for the quote secretary. But either way, toilet paper started disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a memo that said, cameras have been installed, and we are going to find out who is the perpetrator. And I still, to this day, held on to this letter we got, because it was one of the most ridiculous things I'd ever read, ever. And they weren't sure what was happening on the weekends, but they were bound to find the culprit of this, and whoever was the person stealing the toilet paper, they were going to be terminated on the spot.
Of course. Okay?
Too much toilet paper is being used. It's a crazy amount
no
of
one's ass.
What if you guys are just pooping a lot?
Okay. Well, that was the answer to the question. All right. So the round mound of sound, Randy Mitchell, he had just gotten round stomach.
That's sound. What he called it.
He just got stomach staple surgery. They shrunk it. But here's the thing. Randy took about 4 or 5 days off. But, you know, Randy was one of those guys who was always telling you how he was going to start working out. He was going to start eating better.
Right.
He was going to lose weight. He would house an entire bag of chips every day on the air minimum. He always had other snacks.
What flavor?
You name it. He would buy it. He would eat any bag. But a full bag, family-sized bag of chips. He'd just sit there.
I am my own family.
And he'd eat the whole thing. But Randy,
hey,
I am family.
This, yeah. When you're in the studio, you're family. Yeah.
So Randy takes
most important thing, right, yeah. Mike?
Randy takes a week off work, and we're all wondering, you know, he's on vacation,
right?
Know. But Randy was in fact getting that surgery, so no one knew that Randy got his stomach stapled and all that business. But he just wanted to make it like, look, you know, like I'm losing weight, I'm doing it,
sure.
But he didn't want anybody to know, you know, what was going on behind the curtain. I guess is what. I wouldn't think that was a big deal. But like, look, I'm having a hard time losing weight. I've got a diabetic problem. You know, this surgery hopefully will work, and you know, I will lose some weight. But Randy did not want you to know that. He wanted. It's like the guy who's
people
on,
talk about it now, but it used to be kind of one of those things was. People didn't really talk about.
Right.
They just
and this
did.
Is, and this is the mid '90s, and yeah. This is like admitting you're on steroids,
sure,
kind of a thing. Like that's the cheating way to do it. But I don't think anyone would have thought that way. That's Randy's mindset at the time. He gets this done, but he's going to the bathroom nonstop. I mean, he is going to the bathroom nonstop to the point where even when I was, you know, in there during the, I did the afternoon, he did the midday, he would come to get me at my desk and say, listen, I need you to make sure that these songs segue and these commercials play because I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it out of the bathroom or not. It's like, man. So like after like 2 or 3 days of this, I'm like, you need to go take some sick days, man. Like you're right. Not, something's wrong, man. You need to go to a doctor. He's like, no. My doctor knows I'm all right. Apparently this is perfectly normal, blah, 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 blah. And so I talked to the boss and I said, hey man, I said, I know you don't pay attention to this cause you're not really near the bathroom or near where this area is, but my desk is, the smell that's coming out of there is abominable. Could you please just go tell Kibby, the boss,
right,
that we have an office worker that is dealing with a severe stomach situation and that no one is stealing the toilet paper. Randy is just rifling through it at a speed. He was in that bathroom at least 3 times an hour. I don't know what happens after that surgery.
I don't know.
That was back in the early days of this stuff. But I just know for a fact, like, he could not keep anything in his stomach for any amount of time. And anytime he ate anything, he crapped it right up.
Well, and I think, didn't we all work with somebody? And I mean, we all like that guy, but I thought he had it and just kind of ate through it and it, like, unstapled.
Who was it? Ken?
I think so.
Okay. I think that, yeah.
You can do
I think
that.
That's what we've heard,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah. Pretty
strict. I have to say, like, look, we can do this for you, but there are some dietary things you need to do to make this hold. And he was like, F that. I'm going to keep eating what I ate. And it was complications.
We will prosecute whoever was stealing. I mean, he was like, we're going to the police. We're putting cameras in.
For toilet paper.
And they thought that the toilet paper was being stolen out of the supply closet. Not necessarily the bathroom. They just assumed, you know, like we just, just had to keep putting it back in there. What's the craziest or most scandalous thing that has happened at your workplace? 206-803-ROD.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
What is the craziest or the most scandalous thing that has happened at your workplace? 206-803-ROCK.
I've got a couple of texts here. First two deal with sex. Four different people have been fired for having sex where I work. I may need to work there. Someone else says, I work in a warehouse. Our former operations manager got fired because she was caught having sex with a coworker in one of the trailers. Let's see, I worked at a pizza joint years ago, and the place I worked at had really bad security. All the managers shared the same alarm code, and there were never any tapes for the cameras. They were just for show. Well, one of the managers managed to steal a week's worth of cash deposits and got away with it. They couldn't prove who did it. That MF-er got away with 10 grand and kept his or her job, and nobody knows who did it.
Wow.
But you have to have your suspicions. And where was the one I saw? They kept it pretty quiet. But while working at a local healthcare facility, a nurse was let go for stealing the patient's pain meds prior to procedures. They used a syringe to take about half the meds and then replace it with saline. Needless to say, control over controlled substances got a lot tighter after that.
I bet, yeah.
I can't believe that doesn't happen more, man, I would think. And then one last one, where'd it go? A delivery driver here had a coworker, had a few parked cars in a parking lot, and instead of reporting it, he got out of the truck, found a rock, smashed himself in the head a few times, then claimed that someone threw a rock at him and made him crash into those cars. Best thing is, it was all on camera.
Oh, sweet.
That is a good move. And then another guy lost his job. He delivered a pizza, but he disappeared inside of the house for an hour, found out that the customer had propositioned him, so he had sex with her, then found out that she'd recorded it and put it on the internet.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Then we have this story. British Airways crew members allegedly indulged in a wonderful night of drinking and drugs in Rio de Janeiro, then covered it up by pretending they'd been the victims of various crimes. Brazilian authorities say the three airline employees are accused of inventing an armed robbery that supposedly took place on September 5th, leaving them too traumatized to work. Now, the scheduled flight to London the next day was delayed, stranding passengers in Rio for 24 hours. However, they note that according to the airline, the crew members were not scheduled to work the day after the faked armed robbery, so it's not clear why the flight to London was in fact delayed. So police allege the trio made up the story to avoid getting in trouble with their supervisors. After field investigation and intelligence work, data crossing, and image analysis, the Special Tourism Support Group found the flight attendants lied. And in a statement, they said, of the various crimes reported by the trio, only one occurred, a cell phone being stolen. After a late night in which they consumed cocaine, a lot of alcohol, and went to an abandoned gas station close to a community in Rio, where they continued their drug use at an abandoned gas station. The trio are being investigated for falsely reporting a crime.
Yeah, that's why I said, man, if you're going to try to call up from work, just say you're sick. Because like I said, we know it's 50-50 whether you're telling the truth, but we're not going to investigate it. But when you come up with something elaborate, especially like, we were robbed. Well, British Airways is a major company. They're going to report that to the authorities. Right? Hey, man, right. you need to protect our people when they're there. And then the Brazilian authorities are going to do their job and go like, you're liars.
And why is it always Brazil? Didn't Lockie, the swimmer, didn't he have something?
I think Brazil, wasn't it?
When the Olympics were down there and something, I don't know, they missed curfew or something, said they got robbed. But
is that what he came up with?
Somebody tried to. But
I remember there was something with him. And same thing. They're in Rio, for God's sakes, man. You know, it's the New Orleans of Brazil. They're partying.
Yep.
You know they're partying.
Right.
I mean, a lot of, like I said, if you call out on a Friday or a Monday, I'm always like, it doesn't mean you're not sick, but Friday says you plan on having a good time. Monday tells me you had a great weekend.
Right. Yeah.
I just can't make it in, man. Just say you're sick.
I mean, look, even if you're actually sick on a Monday or a Friday, you still feel like you're doing something bad.
Because, it's a Monday or Friday and you're calling out. Yeah, that's right. So just say you're sick. We know you might be lying, but we don't make us investigate it.
Right. Yeah. A guy I worked with, one of his best friends, his best friend did middays and he did afternoons at a radio station. So I don't know how this went down, but it went down on a weekend where I guess Dave was supposed to be away. Either way, Dave, he had a girlfriend who had three kids from a previous marriage.
All right.
So he'd been taking care of them for like 4 or 5 years or whatever, but the kids were with her dad this weekend or whatever. So, and her boyfriend is out of town. So she invites his best friend, Jim, over for a little weekend fun, who also worked with Dave. Well, Dave apparently came home for whatever reason. I don't remember the deal was. So he pulled in the driveway, I guess. Jim hid in the closet because I don't know if they were in there for a day and a half. I don't know how long they've been there, but they've been in his place for a while. So Dave comes home, and he can tell that his girlfriend is acting a little bit odd. Whatever the deal is. So, okay, he hears something and realizes that Jim, he is in the closet and he's naked. Now, Jim is a big guy.
He's naked.
They're all Grateful Dead. They're all fans of the Grateful Dead.
All right.
So they all like would go to shows, travel, do all those things. I think that might have been where Dave was to go see like a Dead tribute band or some crap or whatever the deal was. Anyway, and I think he just left early. Like it was supposed to be a weekend festival and I don't know what the hell happened. It just fell apart. Anyway, so Dave then beats the hell out of Jim. These guys are both huge guys, by the way.
Yeah.
They're like 230 pounds, easy, 240. And they're tall. They're big dudes. And apparently, Dave beat up Jim while Jim was naked in his home and then threw him out naked.
Right.
And, you know, and kicked him out. Now, keep in mind, they're going to go to work on Monday. They follow each other on their shift, okay? So
were you there for that?
I was not at this radio station at that time.
Okay.
So Dave said, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I cannot work here. I cannot be around this. I cannot be in this environment because I believe that his girlfriend and Jim never really said, we're not going to do this anymore.
Right. This is all still right. going to happen.
Yeah. So Dave's like, the hell this, I'm getting another job. So he goes across the street and starts working at the rock station.
All right.
Now that's where but the station before, that was the station that I grew up working on.
Okay.
So I knew all these guys. And then I went over, just like Dave did. But I didn't go over there because he couldn't work because one of his coworkers was having sex with his girlfriend. Either way, Dave and his girlfriend patch everything up. And this is when I come into the equation. This is when I start working at this rock station. I am, and Dave and Jim are not friends anymore, obviously.
Obviously.
So Chris, the production director, he's the one that's kind of giving me my job requirements as far as what to do as far as making commercials and all these things and, you know, whatever. And in the middle of this, Chris is like, oh, man, hold on, because I paged him to take a phone call. So he goes back in his office. This is the days of, you know, your phone.
Right.
You have a phone on your desk. He goes and closes the door, talks for a little while, whatever. And I'm like, all right, this is he's in there for real. Whatever. You know, whatever he's done, he's done. Later on that afternoon, Chris confides in me that he is, in fact, having sex with a woman with a guy who works at the radio station. And I'm like,
wait a minute, is this the same guy that did it to the Dave guy?
No, this is a different guy at a different
radio station.
This is now Chris.
At a new radio station.
But the same guy with the same girlfriend the girlfriend is continuing to cheat on Dave.
So it's still Dave's girlfriend.
So they got back together.
So Dave's still involved.
They worked things out. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he goes to a different job to get away from Jim, who'd been sleeping with his girlfriend. Now, when they move into this new environment, the production director at that radio station takes over that role and starts having sex with Dave's girlfriend as well.
Was she that hot?
I never met her.
I would say, did you ever have sex with her?
I never met her.
Honestly, you said you started working there, the sick part of me was like, oh, tell me Miles started banging Dave's wife.
No, Jesus. They had their own, whatever their deal was, but it was just, I was not part of the first situation because I was not working there at that time, but I was a part of the second situation that happened, and that was even weirder. I'm like, my God, Dave.
Dave find out that Chris,
okay. I'm like, Dave, your girlfriend's a slut.
And then,
she doesn't want to sleep with you. You've got to figure out a way.
Well, no, she just wants to sleep with everyone. You're just one of them.
But he left a job because he did, and it was a good job. He left a good job.
So what did Dave end up doing after he's at the rock station to find out?
There's no other radio station in town where he can work. So he's kind of like stuck. You know, he's just.
Who was the Chris guy? He was the boss?
He was the production director. But he also.
If I was Dave, I would have tried to push that dude out.
Well, the thing about Chris was he was like one of those kind of he was like a kung fu dude. So he had the kung fu type mustache.
Really?
He went. Oh my God. He was always doing events. He was a teacher. I don't know that you wanted to mess with this guy.
Right.
He wasn't the biggest guy in the world, but he was he could take care of himself. So he wasn't as big as Dave, but either way, it was the most messed up thing.
It's amazing because working in restaurants for so long, sex was never a scandal because you just assumed who was sleeping with who. And I'm assuming it's roughly the same thing now where, I don't know, the wait staff definitely gets along and they hang out together and they do a lot of work. And it's like half the waiters are having sex with half the waitresses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. And everyone knew and nobody cared, right? So in my early years of working, a sex scandal just didn't exist. I was never part of it. Sucked for me. But you knew this guy was sleeping with this chick and that would go on for 3 weeks. And then he's sleeping with another one of your coworkers, but so is she. And there was never bad blood.
No.
You know what I mean? They weren't dating, right?
Right. I was going to say, but I think that's the main thing. And restaurants are so incestuous.
And you've worked with them at 18 other restaurants. So the thing is, even one guy, super hot waitress, gets hired at a place we're already working. But one of the cooks is like, oh, man. We're like, oh, would you work with her before? And he said, we're this place and this place. Well, she goes, oh, she's a great waitress. We're like, what's the problem? He's like, man, I banged her at the two last places that we worked together. We're like, well, good for you. And he goes, no, the problem is now I have a serious girlfriend. We're like, well, then don't have sex with her. He's like, I have to, man. Because I know she was smoking. They ended up having sex, doing their freaking thing together. And I'm just like, my God, man. But when you hire someone, it's like, I'm going to have sex with them. And they do. Then 2 days.
Damn.
You know, they come rolling in together. You're like, my God.
I mean, that's, yeah.
But then, when I got in the radio, you know, unless you were married, that was not good.
No.
Right? Because we worked with a few married couples. Nobody cared. Didn't say a thing. Then there were other people. It's like, I think so-and-so sleeping with so-and-so. Mostly in sales, right? I'm like, yeah, I don't care. But apparently, this was an issue. And, they would get taken in HR. We can't confirm that you're having sex. And my thought was, why do you care? It's not but you just couldn't
do it.
It
really only matters if you're the boss.
Right, and none of these were that.
Right.
None of these were those situations.
When we were in Baltimore, I talked with a girl in sales. No big deal.
Yep.
But if I was her immediate boss, then that's when...
That's a problem.
That's when people go, okay, that's a little conflict of interest.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I will tell you the weirdest thing I heard in radio. It wasn't exactly scandalous. It's not even a big deal. It was just very strange to us. There's a guy whose name I will not say because he might be on the Seattle airwaves now. And he was one of the guys who worked with his wife on the air. And they were both very nice people. And one day, we're just talking casually and said, "Hey, man, how did you meet your wife anyway?" And he's like, "Oh, I used to babysit her." Now, take it however you want. That has bothered me from the day that he said that. But he's the most oakley-dokley Ned Flanders kind of guy you're ever going to meet. And I'm like, this mother effer's creepy. Like, I'm sorry,
well,
man.
I mean, you could be 15 years old and babysit a 10-year-old, 9-year-old kid. And then as you get older
that.
In life, you know, that
can
age
you come
gap.
Up with a different explanation?
Right. Yeah.
Look, it's
not the same. It's
all how you say it. Like, oh, we grew up together. Or, ooh, we've known each other since childhood and reconnected. I go, cool. When you say, I used to. That's how you answer
it's,
that question.
And I'm a thrill. I don't. That bugs me.
Because it's the
way. Right? Your baby's, like, if you have a babysitter that's 20 in their early 20s and you mm-hmm. go, she was babysitting my kid, I go, all right, a little different, a little pornish, but.
Yeah.
But right when he said, I was her babysitter, I'm like, ugh.
I said,
that just gives me weird. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I'd have a different answer, even
but
if that
Miles
were true.
But Miles is right, too. Maybe I know. The age different, but I'm a thrill.
Know.
They're still young.
I know.
Were they? What is their age difference?
I wanted to ask, but am I out of line to say, how old was she and how old were you when you were babysitting her? Like you said, if it's,
no, I don't.
I don't know.
But that's the other tough thing with sex sometimes.
What's that?
Like, you just don't know, right? Like, and I think women talk a little more in depth. But for the most part, like if somebody in here is like, I got laid last night, like, good for you, right?
Yeah, not
we're not
a lot
gonna
of
we're not gonna go through the playbook. We don't need to see the formations right. and everything. But every once in a while, I had a buddy. He was kind of a fringe friend, and one day we were just sitting there talking, and he went on for half an hour about sucking toes and this and that.
With God,
toes.
Man,
yeah. And I was like, I don't want to hang out with this guy anymore. And like, good credit.
All
to
because
him.
You don't like toes.
Yeah, that was his thing. But it's weird when you find out. So like that, again, Miles is probably right. That dude, hopefully they were close.
We're holding out hope that Miles is right.
I don't know
that probably is even a thing. Maybe he's right. And it just, like you said, and guys don't generally go into deep details, so maybe that's why it just kind of blindsides us when somebody says that.
Right.
Wait, dude, why are you telling me all of this? All I said was, how was your night last night? You said you got laid. I chalked that up to good. There's no further questions. I have nothing else. Why are you still telling me about this? I don't want to know.
Yeah, even at the Bunny Ranch, right? Like, when I went there for my 30th birthday, right? I'm three there for 3 nights. But, like, a lot of the girls liked me. And I was finally, last thing, like, what do you guys like me? And they're like, you just want to drink with us and then have sex. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, what else is going on? She's like, man, a lot of guys just want this or that, or they want us to play with this or play with that. I was like, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
I don't want to know.
See the guy sitting in the pool over there? Yeah, you never guess what he likes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
too kinky.
I don't know. I just don't want to know.
Oh yeah, no, okay.
It's like when you watch porn. So I don't need close-ups of stuff.
Right.
I want to see her.
Right. 95% of the people watching want to see her. Yeah. I appreciate that his testicles can swing that much, but you don't need to focus on that for as long as you're focused. Because it does kind of ruin that moment. Like, this is not what I want to see. Swinging back and forth.
A few posts from Reddit on the most scandalous.
Drake, I'm good. I didn't need to see it, but respect.
Yeah. For sure.
Or crazy thing that's happened at work. A manager at a landscaping company was sleeping with the owner's wife. Talked dirty to her with his speakerphone on. Unfortunately, his two-way radio was keyed, so everyone at the company heard the conversation.
Mm. See, that I would like to hear. Right? Because you're not giving me details about what you did. This is real time. You think that no one else can hear you. What's your dirty talk? What are you saying? What is this guy about? I want to do that thing again where you put
I'm sure someone's been busted butt dialing.
Yeah, I have to.
In the middle of.
Guarantee.
I
haven't said actually.
Yeah, with somebody else.
Dude, I did it at the national championship game. What? Like my buddy's son, who's in his 20s, he like texted me. He's like, you just FaceTimed me for like 3 minutes. And I'm like, Jesus.
My bad. I
didn't even know.
A movie theater manager got busted for undercharging people who paid cash. She would charge them the children's rate and then pocket the rest of the money. Turned out she'd been doing it for years and stole tens of thousands of dollars from the movie theater.
Never did anything like that, but I was working as a host at Pizzeria Uno, and people would order the frozen pizza. But we had those directly behind the desk where we're standing, so we had the freezer. So I would just ring, and typically they'd be the equivalent of a small pizza, right? So I would just ring in a small pizza. The cooks would make a small pizza, which I would eat, and you just hand them. It was the same price, right? So I'd just open the freezer, hand them the frozen pizza, take their money, run their credit card, whatever. But then inevitably, a pizza would come out of the kitchen, and we'd just sit back there and meal. One of the cooks figured it out. He's a little irritated.
We did it. At the one bar I worked at, we sold beer, too. So if it was a busy Friday or Saturday night, we would charge her. Let's say that it was $15, but Miles, I know you. So when you come in, I'll go, $10. And then we would just keep cash.
Yeah. I mean, that is the way to do it. Hell, when I was a Boy Scout, man, they made us sell, granted, I was not a Boy Scout long, got booted. But in the little bit of time I was there, we had to do door-to-door light bulb sales. I mean, and even like a 12-year-old kid, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You want me to knock on someone's door? Hey, do you need light bulbs? But that's what they had us do. The idea was they were $2 a piece. I charged $3 a piece. Because, like, if I got to do this, my parents find out. They were pissed.
Right.
I'm like, dude, it's one extra dollar.
I knew I knew a waitress, and her scam was that people did pay in cash a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And families would go in there, and at least any time there was anything other than alcohol, all right?
Okay.
That was typically a fountain soda. So you have a big-ass fountain soda for, like, $2.50, whatever the deal is. You know, like a big one in the red cup. Sandwich, wings, pizza place. So when people paid in cash, she would wait to the end of the transaction to find out how they were going to, card or chart, how do you guys want to pay? Then she would bring the bill. So she'd always ask first, then she would bring the bill. If you were paying in cash, she would not ring up the drinks.
Four of the things that you ordered, right?
Four of the drinks.
Yeah.
On there because there was no way of monetizing or figuring out when you go up to a soda machine, you know, you're just...
And also, they let the employees drink the soda, so there's no way to really
monitor. It's the employee's job to ring that in, but that has been charged.
I knew a lot of people. God, I knew a lot of people.
But it could be $100 a night, just because it's a family restaurant, just based on sodas, before you even got a tip.
But here's the thing. You get a better tip when you say, hey, I didn't charge you for your drinks. Like someone that's non-alcoholic. They give you a bigger tip. Thank you.
She would
didn't
do this
have
every
to do
time.
That. Of course.
Every single time.
Yeah, I knew a few people that would do that, right? If it wasn't alcohol and you ordered sodas or whatever. No charge if it's cash.
What is the craziest or more the most scandalous thing that has happened at your workplace? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.